Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our hearts with the heart of God. Please join our host, Bishop Etta Banks, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And, of course, we have our awesome co-host. Good morning, beloved. How are you?
Good morning, beloved. I am awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm glad to be alive this morning and every morning. Just want to say good morning to our callers. Thank you for joining us again for another powerful Saturday. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It is wonderful, as Tabika said, Minister Tabika, as she said, it is wonderful, you know, to be here, to be alive, to be able to give God thanks. And it's awesome when, you know, you can feel yourself shift from one moment to the next moment, or one atmosphere to the next atmosphere, when there's a change and you can feel it in the atmosphere. And I thank God for that this morning. I want to say good morning to Tamika Shelton. Good morning, beloved. You know I love you, and I pray that God is leading you and guiding you daily, that you want you to know your steps are ordered by the Lord. So continue to do what God has called you to do. Good morning to Joyce, her mother, Joyce Richardson, who is our longest and most loyal follower. We give God praise for her. And when I say my longest, I'm talking about from day one, from the very first day that I started the radio show with the help of her daughter, Tamika. And that's, I think we said it's been almost 7 years. I'm not sure now. I forgot. but it's been many years now, and she has not missed a show. Even if she can only come on for a few minutes because she's at a conference, or whatever the case may be, she's been at conferences and came out of the conference, you know, to sign on, to say hello, I love you, and get back into it. She's done so with funerals. She's done so when she's gone to the hospital. So, people, I hope you're getting the whole gist of this when I say the longest standing and most loyal listener that we have, and I praise God for her. I thank the Lord for her. Joyce in New York, good morning to you, dear heart. I got your text message. I'm praying for you. Praise be unto God. May God continue to take care of you and your family and bless you tremendously. Isaiah, I see you. Good morning, dear heart. Isaiah from Chicago, God bless you. God bless you. It's good to have you as a follower of ours as well. And to Kim, Prophetess Kim, I praise God for you, woman of God. May God continue on with you. Prophetess Dawn, Prophetess Donna Matabucci, and Michelle Williams. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And one of these days, I guess I will stop naming everybody, because it's crazy to try to name all of the callers. You know, I will stop naming them, but just, you know, as my heart just overflows with gratitude, you know, I just want to say thank you and good morning to you all. Good morning to all of New Vision. That's the lovely house that the Lord has given me the honor to shepherd, the New Vision Church, also known as New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. I thank God for the privilege, of serving the people that he has assigned to that location. And I encourage anyone that's within the listening area, which means all over the world, if you are in the Baltimore area, I encourage you to come and visit us on a Sunday morning. Go to our website, www.newvisionforlife.com. go to the website, find the address, find the time, and come and be in a place where the love of God is truly exemplified, where people will receive you with love. And when you leave, you will leave out of there different than what you came in with. And prayerfully, every single time you leave, you're in a better place spiritually than you were when you came in. So we do thank God for you as well. Beloved, if you would be so kind to open us up in prayer this morning, I would appreciate it. Praise be unto God. Let the Lord use you this morning, darling. Go ahead.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, mighty God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you right now. We call on you. We call on you. We need you. We need you, Lord God. Let your presence just fill the rooms that we are in, Lord God. Let your presence fill our hearts. Let your presence just overtake us right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, as we lay our burdens before you, God, and as we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for all that you have done, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. And we ask for forgiveness, Lord God, forgiveness of our sins, those done in thought, word, or deed, God, when we didn't thank you, when we didn't reverence you, Lord God, when we didn't obey you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, when we didn't show love to another brother or sister, when we didn't forgive, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for not allowing us to die right then and there, oh God, but you gave us another chance to get it right, God, and we praise your holy, holy, holy name, because there is none like you, Father God. And, oh God, we just ask for forgiveness when we've taken you for granted, thinking that because your word says that you would never leave us nor forsake us, that that meant that we could do whatever we wanted to do, Father God. And, Lord, we just say, Lord, we just ask for forgiveness, Lord God. We apologize for our actions in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, I ask that you would just fill us up, Lord God. Fill the empty places, Lord God. Just fill them up with your love and your joy, Lord God, with your peace, Lord God, with your healing, with your deliverance, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, Lord, let us begin to understand that we are nothing without you, Father God, and we need you in order to survive, in order to make it, Lord God, in this world that we live in, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. But there are so many things that are going on right now. Every time we turn on the TV, there's something negative, Lord God. And Lord, even on social media, Lord God, there's so many negative things that are going on right now, God. And if we're not in your presence, if we're not praying, oh God, we will get swallowed up by the evil that is going on. So, Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God, and we just ask that you keep us, Lord God. Keep us in your presence. Keep us drawn to you, Father God. Keep us on your knees, on our knees, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, so that we may pray effectively, Lord God. We may have a strategic plan on how to pray, Father, that we won't get lost in the mess that is going on because of worry and anxiety, Lord God, and fear. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let us not get caught up in all of that, Lord God, but let us, Lord, learn how to spiritual warfare, Lord God. Help us to not be afraid of that, Lord God, but help us to pray a prayer, Lord God, that would effectively destroy the kingdom of darkness in the name of Jesus, oh God. So with that, that means that we have to be in our word, oh God. We have to have the spirit of discernment, Father, and wisdom and knowledge, Father, in the name of Jesus. So I ask that you just protect us, Lord God. Protect us from the revenge and retaliation that might come our way because we've decided to live for you and not the world, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you right now. And we put on our whole armor, oh God, to be able to do these things on your behalf, oh God. The armor that will cover and protect us from those things that the enemy would send our way, Lord God. Let us stand in your truth, Lord God. Let us stand on your word, God. Let us covet prophecy, Father God. Let us embrace your promises, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to understand your commands, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. So we just thank you right now, Lord God. We know that we were born with a purpose and a plan, oh God, and let us begin to tap into it that we may be who you called us to be, Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
Oh God. So
yes.
We stand for righteousness, oh God. We stand for holiness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now, Father, for just everything, Lord God. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we give you praise, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. Let your glory fall on this line, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Touch the hearts of those that are hurting right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. You know their cries. You know their prayers. You know their hurts. You know their pains, Father God. You know their trials. You know their tribulations, Father. And God, I just ask right now that you would touch their hearts, that peace may live in their hearts, God, that joy may live in their hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that forgiveness may live in their hearts right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will not be torn, oh God. They will not be weary. They will not be weak, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And when those things do come upon them, God, I pray that they will call out to you, that they will scream out your name, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, and that you will come to see what it is that they need, that you would take care of every need, every want, every desire, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now, God, for there is none like you. We thank you, Father God, that you are a mighty God, that you are strong in everything that you do. And God, nothing that we could ever go through is bigger than you, Father. And so we stand on that, Lord God. We stand on the fact that you went to the cross and you died for us, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, God, and we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise
thank
God.
You,
I tell you, being in the presence of the Lord is an awesome, awesome thing. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, beloved. And truly,
yeah.
Presence of the Lord, anointing was in your prayer. I thank God for the windows that were open. Hallelujah. Saints of God, those of you that are listening, receive this morning. Receive what God is already this shedding on us, what he's pouring out on us. Receive it, the healing, the blessing, the forgiveness, the reconciliation. Just receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. God is so good, and he's meeting us early in the morning. And this isn't as early as it could be. You know, early in the morning is 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. That's early in the morning. You know, this, excuse me, this is just a good morning. Good morning. Amen. And, you know, before we came on the air, when I get on in the morning, you know, I play Jonathan Nelson's song, Call to Be, What You Called Me to Be. And when I was playing that this morning, I'm telling you, something just came over me this morning. And, excuse me, something just came over me this morning. And not that it doesn't happen all the time, but there's times when it hits you in a different manner. And when we realize what it is that God has called us to be, and as I listen to that song and I realize that I am not walking in the fullness of all that God has called me to be, and it makes me repent and say, God, I've got to do better. I've got to do better. And making that confession before the Lord that I will be what you called me to be, Lord God, everything that you called me to be. That is what my desire is. That is truly what my desire is, to be what God has called me to be. And I pray that as each one of us grow in our relationship with the Lord, that becomes your ultimate desire, that whatever it is that God has called you to be, that's what you will be. And if you don't know the song, I encourage you to go to YouTube and look up Called to Be. That's the name of the song, Called to Be by Jonathan Nelson. And I pray that it will bless you. It will bless you. Amen. One of these days I'll play it on the show, you know, so that you can hear it here. But I do encourage you to listen to the song. Well, we're going to get started with what it is we're going to share with you today, which goes right along with being what God has called us to be. You know, Jesus has given us commandments on how to live and what it is that we are supposed to do. And the Word of God is truly our life manual. That is the manual that we are supposed to use in order, you know, to know how to live the life that God would have us to live. And here we're looking at the 49 commands of Christ, 49 commands of Christ. In other words, these are words for us to live by, words for us to live by. And Jesus said, like, if you love me, keep my commandments. And that's in John 14:15. And in order to keep the commandments, naturally, you've got to know what they are. So we're going to read through some of the commandments. Of course, we're not going to get all 49 of them covered today, so which means that next Saturday morning as well, we'll probably continue on, you know, to finish this. I already labeled it part one, praise be unto God. But I'm praying in my spirit and saying out loud to you that as we read these, I'm praying for the anointing that destroys yokes to go through this line and touch every single heart, because all our way of following God is dealing with our heart condition. Our hearts and our minds must be changed. We have to renew our minds in order to be able to think the way that Christ would have us to think, and our hearts coming in line with that as well. So the mind and the heart line up together, and therefore empowering us by the Holy Spirit to live a successful lifestyle before man and before God. And again, when I said the word says, if you love me, keep my commandments, in the original version, or as close as we can get to the original version, the words actually are, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, okay? You will keep my commandments. And boy, when I when I heard that and read that and got the understanding of that, you know, it wasn't just God saying, or Jesus saying, if you love me, keep my commandments. You know, him giving us that command to keep his commandments. Excuse me one moment, please. Excuse me. It wasn't just him saying, you know, if you love me, keep my commandments. But he's saying, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And look at it in this manner. I know I've explained it once before, but I want to explain it again so that when we go through this, you'll really get this. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. In other words, because I love you, this is what I do for you. When a wife loves her husband, you know, when she gets up in the morning and she makes breakfast for him and she, you know, cleans the house and does the laundry, when she gets up and she prays for him and so forth, this is done out of a sense of love for one another. No, she's not the housekeeper. She's not the cook. You know, she's not the maid and all of that stuff. But what she does out of love for her, for him. And when he does for the household, for his bride, the woman that God has blessed him with, the helpmeet that God has given him, he's supposed to be doing this out of love. First, with both of them, their love for Christ is what caused them to do the things that they do. And when they do what they do for each other, they do it as unto the Lord. And in doing the things that they're doing, as we go through these commands, you'll see that these commandments are things that he has said for us to do, and we will do them because we love him. We will do what we do because we love him. He did what he did for us because he loved us. And we do what we do according to the word of God because we love him, because we love him. So, beloved, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's what Jesus is saying. You will keep them. I don't have to beat them into you. I don't have to scare you half to death about them. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Praise be unto God. So we're going to go ahead and start reading to you and expounding on the 49 commands of the Lord. Beloved, I'll turn it over to you at this moment. You can go ahead and start, darling.
Thank you. All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. The first one is repent. So the first command of Christ is to repent. In Matthew 4:17, it says that from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so when we hear the word repent, you know, some people might not understand or know what that word means. It means to turn away from and just to give it up, let go, and then you turn back to Christ, because that's where you ultimately want to be. You want to be back in his grace. You want to be, you know, sometimes we do things. Listen, we're not perfect. We are not perfect by any means. And sometimes we mess up. Sometimes we fall. Sometimes we don't get it right. And so, you know, when that happens, we have to repent for our actions. We have to repent for our thoughts. We have to repent for the way that we treated someone. We have to repent even when we're disobedient to Christ. And some people may get overwhelmed by this because they're like, well, I'm only human. You know, I'm going to make mistakes. And that's true. We are going to make mistakes. The thing is that you want to get away from intentionally doing things that you know that you're not supposed to do. Some people set out to intentionally hurt somebody. You know, that was intent. And so when you get to a place of repentance, you may think something, but you won't act on it anymore. You know, you may think, okay, this person said something to me that I didn't like, and I'm just gonna lash out on them. I'm gonna let them have it. But when you have a heart of repentance, those things you think first before you act. So you would act in a different way. You may respond to that person, but not out of rage, you know, but you will respond to them in love. Amen. So the next one is follow me, Matthew 4:19. And he says unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. All right. So that was a command that Jesus gave. And when we follow him, that was a command, follow me. So when we follow him, he will give us everything that we need. He will show us how to help other people come into the kingdom, believe in him, receive salvation. So he teaches us how to do these things. So he doesn't just give us commands and just leave us out there without any direction or guidance. He actually teaches us and shows us how to do these things. The next one is rejoice. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. For my sake, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. That's from Matthew 5:11-12. And so even if you come up against people that say evil things against you, the people that lie on you, when it comes to the things of Christ, the blessings, the promises, everything that we are supposed to teach, we're supposed to share the gospel, we're supposed to teach the gospel to others that don't know. And yes, we're going to come up against some disrespectful people. We're going to come up against people that believe what they believe in whatever religion that they are practicing at that moment, and they may say some, you know, evil and bad things about you. And so you should rejoice even in that, because you are actually representing Christ. And when humans and our brothers and sisters persecute us, don't take it personally, but just rejoice, because you know that you are doing this on behalf of our Lord and Savior. And that is what is making Jesus famous. And that's what we want to set out to do, is to make him famous. So be afraid of men in their faces and what they may say and how they may treat you. You just turn back to Christ and just ask for his strength, and so that you can continue to do what it is that he's commanded you to do. The next one is, let your light shine. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. So with that, you want to let your light shine in all things. Let your light shine in dark places, because you want the people that don't know Christ, you want them to see God's light in you, because you love Christ and you believe in his teachings, and then you treat people bad. They remember things like that. But when they've treated you bad and you did not react in the same way, they may not say it at that moment, but there may be times when they come back to you and just say thank you, because you were a true light. You were who you say you were, and you allowed God to work in your life. And people sometimes will push your buttons on purpose, especially when you say you're a Christian. People will push your buttons on purpose because they want to see the reaction that comes from, you know, what it is that they want to see. They want to see if you're true to who you say you are. You say you love Christ, they want to see if you exhibit that same love when they push your buttons. So sometimes you got to remember, sometimes people set out to set you up in the wrong way so now that they can point the finger and basically call you a liar. And then what they do is, because of one situation they had with one person, they call us all. They say we all are hypocritical and that we're mean and all of that other stuff. So just make sure that your light is shining and that you are following God's commands, so that, you know, you won't be in that pool that we're put in, you know, because we reacted in the wrong way. And let me just say this. If you ever react in the wrong way, just ask for that person's forgiveness. You know, make sure you do that. Ask for that person's forgiveness and don't let it linger, because the longer that it lingers, the more that person will begin to think that we're all mean and that we're all hypocritical. And then the next one I'm going to share before I turn over to Apostle is to honor God's law. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Matthew 5:17. So when we know God's law, we must honor it. It's one thing when you don't know it, but when you come to when there's revelation, when you understand God's law, his principles and commands, we are to honor that. And you don't want to destroy what he has already built, and you don't want to cast Christ in a bad light. So no matter what others are doing around you, you make sure that you are still living the life that God wants you to have. And the biggest thing that sometimes we as Christians fall into is compromising. Sometimes we compromise just to make other people feel good, or to prevent from other people's feelings being hurt, or because we just don't know how to say no, that sometimes we find ourselves in compromising situations. But remember to always honor God's law, no matter what situation that you're in. We have to remember to honor his law. Amen. Apostle, I'm turning it over to you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Next, we're looking at be reconciled. Be reconciled. Matthew 5:23-25. And it says, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there remember that thy brother has aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First, be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. In other words, it's simply saying here, that as we take our arms before the Lord, our gifts before the Lord, whatever it is, you know, we're giving up as an offering to the Lord, if we realize that our brother is mad at us or has ought against us, is angry with us, let's go and be reconciled to our brother and then come back and offer our gifts unto the Lord. And I know there are times when you're trying to reconcile with somebody that is angry with you. And you got to understand this. This says if your brother has ought against you, not if you are angry with the brother. Now, if you are angry with the brother, definitely by all means do what you can to resolve that issue, reconcile, and be reconciled with your brother. This is a little harder. If your brother is mad at you, if he has ought against you, if he feels that you have offended him, you need to go and do your best to get that straightened out and be reconciled with your brother. A lot of times, you know, that we offend somebody, we hurt somebody's feelings, and we know they're hurt. We know they're hurt, and we do nothing whatsoever to resolve that issue. And the word is saying, if the brother has ought against you, go to them and be reconciled to your brother. And then your gift is received by the Lord. It is received in a manner in which it should be received. So be reconciled. Next is do not lust. Matthew 5, verses 28 through 30. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. Do not lust. Beloved, I'm telling you, this is one of the biggest things that we have to deal with in our Christian walk, and that is dealing with, you know, the lust of the eye and the lust of our flesh, dealing with pride. I'm telling you, in other words, lusting after something is wanting something, and normally is wanting something either that we shouldn't have or wanting not. No, let's not say shouldn't have, because there are things we lust after that we should have, but we're lusting instead of trying to acquire it in the right way. But it's lusting after something more than we want to be with God. Lusting after something that we want to be with God. And here he put the example of lusting after a woman. We've already committed adultery. And so, in other words, you're not just looking at this woman and saying, wow, she's beautiful, or that's a wonderful outfit. You have taken it to the place where, like, my God, that woman is just beautiful. Man, I can't stop thinking about her. I want to be with her. I want her. And, you know, you get about it. If that can be translated in any language, you know, you want this woman. And so, therefore, Jesus is saying, when you go to the extent of lusting after her, that you have committed adultery in your heart, that you have committed adultery in your heart. And God is saying, man, look, if your right eye, because you're looking at this woman, you're looking at that fine car that you're lusting after, you're looking at it, he's saying, if your eye offends you, pluck it out, cast it away. It is better for you to not have that one eye and get rid of it than to have your whole body be going into hell. Now, of course, you know, we are not going to go around plucking out our eye and cutting off our hands understand this. Understand that he's giving you the example here to the extent that we should not lust, that whatever we're doing with any parts of our bodies, whatever it is that we are doing that is sinful, that would cause us, you know, to bring damnation on our Christian walk and so forth, we need to stop it. We need to get rid of it. You know, we need to, whether it's drinking, smoking, drugs, sex, whatever it is that we're lusting after, we need to get rid of that in order that we might live a Christ-filled life. Anything that causes us not to live the way Christ wants us to live, we need to get rid of it. So, man, if my right hand keeps on acting up and doing stuff, you know, he put it in a sense that we can understand it. If your body, if you're doing something, you know, that you shouldn't be doing, and we're doing it with the members of our bodies, we're doing it. We're either looking at it, we're eating something, we're touching something, we're taking something, you know, desiring in our hearts things that we shouldn't. If anything is keeping us from being what God has called us to be, cut it off. Stop it. Do not lust after it. It is not worth it. It is not worth it. Then we have, of course, keeping your word. Keeping your word. Man, this is so important. And Minister Tabika alluded to it even in some of what she was saying. It says, let your communication, let your communication be yea, yea, and nay, nay. For whatever is more than these come from evil, cometh out of evil. In other words, man, when you say yes, do what you said. Let your yes be yes. When you say no, let your no be no. Do not tell people lies. Do not say to people the things that you think they want you to hear. Be honest. Let your word be exactly what it says. And when it says, for whatsoever is more than these cometh out of evil, in other words, you know how people say, I swear upon my mother's grave. I swear upon my children's life. No, that comes out of evil. Say yes to that that you need to say yes to, and say no to that that you need to say no to. Do not swear, because you can't change anything by your swearing. So do not do that. Just be a woman and a man of God, and be a woman and a man of your word. Keep your word. Do not lie to children. Do not lie to your spouse. Do not lie to your friends. And let me tell you something, beloved, you cannot lie to God, okay? Now, when I say that you cannot lie to God, of course we can tell lies to God. We can lie and say, this is my tithe, and you know that you only gave 5% of what you're earning, and you're saying, this is my tithe, or my 10% of what I've earned. That's a lie, okay? And so you're lying to the Holy Spirit. You're lying to God. But when I said that you can't lie to God, I simply mean he knows exactly what is the truth. He knows it. So you can think you're lying to him. You're telling a lie. But God is not deceived. He cannot be mocked. He cannot be deceived by us. He knows every single thing there is to know. And at this point, we have a caller. Praise be unto God that has that wishes to speak. And good morning, beloved. I believe this is Prophetess Kim. Good morning to you, my love.
Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. It's always a privilege to just listen in, and I'm just grateful. I'm listening to the teachings on the commandments of God, and as Minister Tabika was even praying, one of the key things when we are talking about keeping the commandments of God, which is his word, is developing our relationship with God, which comes through prayer, mm-hmm. and comes through spending time in his presence, which is worshiping God And as we spend time with God, as we study His Word, as we get in His presence and worship, our sin nature, which Christ paid the price for, dies. And when we worship, mm-hmm. when we stay in His presence, those things that we would want to do, the Holy Spirit will speak to us and quicken us and correct us even when we're wrong, because a lot of us wonder, how can we keep God's commandments, or how can we do this, because we're not perfect, we sin. And we're not talking about committing a sin, but we're talking about a lifestyle of sin that when we accept Christ, like you said at the beginning, how if we love God, then we will keep His commandments. We can only keep His commandments through our relationship and the power of the Holy Ghost within us. Otherwise, like you said, we can't swear on anything. We don't have the ability in and of ourselves to do anything, but it is through the power of God, through worshiping God, through being in His presence. David was one of the most anointed kings that we read about in the Bible, and he stayed in the presence of God. In fact, he even said, God, if you take everything else from me, don't take your presence, mm-hmm. because he understood the importance of the presence of God. So as we move forward in our Christian walk, one of the key things is we have to remain in God's presence. We have to spend time worshiping God and let the fruits of the Spirit come alive in us, that we might be able to obey what God has said in His Word, that we might be able to fulfill those things that God has commanded us to do, that we might die empty, that we might truly be all God has called us to be. And that comes in line with doing and representing Him by keeping His commandments. Can people see you? Can people see Christ when they see you? Before you open your mouth, there should be evidence that you belong to Christ. The light of Christ should be shining. So as we talk about, you know, this commandments, and I was studying the other day in Galatians about the law versus the commandments, because a lot of us in Christ think that we are trying to keep laws. But as you said, Jesus came not to do away with the law, but He came to fulfill the law. So when Jesus came, mm-hmm. as we come back to Him, as Minister said, as we repent, which means turning from sin, as we return back to the ways of God, God had an original blueprint for us, and that also means we return back to His original blueprint, what He has ordained for our lives, which is how we walk mm-hmm. in the promises, how we walk in the blessings of God as we put away our sinful ways. And this thing is serious. You know, sometimes we take things lightly, we take grace lightly, we think, oh, I'll just say I'm sorry, but as you said, God is watching. We can't hide from God. We can't lie and deceive God, because He sees all and He knows all, and it's a heart thing. The thing about the commandments is that when we love God, which comes through developing our relationship, and when we understand His sacrifice on the cross for us, then we won't want mm-hmm. to grieve Him. We won't want to grieve Him, because we know that He shed His blood for us. He paid the ultimate price and sacrifice of love for us when He died on that cross, and we don't want to do anything that would hurt Him. Just like you said, in a relationship, when you are in love with someone, you don't want to hurt that person. You don't want to do things that displease that person, because you love them, they love you. And that God said it's the same with Him. When we love Him, when we say we love Him, we don't want to do things that grieve Him, because we love Him, because He loves us. So today I just want to encourage us all, because God has really been dealing with me about worshiping God and being in His presence these past few weeks, the importance of staying in the presence of God, because that is what will give us the power through Him to keep His commandments, the power to understand His commandments, the power to understand and appropriate His Word in every area of our lives, because God has called us to keep His Word, because He wants to bless us. There are things that He has for us, and the only way we can walk in the full blessings and manifestation of what God has for us is as we walk in obedience to His Word, as we keep His commandments. And His commandments is to love the Lord thy God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and our neighbor as ourselves. If we walk in love, then all of the rest of the commandments will be fulfilled, because we're walking in love. So love is forgiveness. Yeah. Love is saying, I'm sorry. Love is all of those things that you're reading off in these 49 commandments. So when we walk in love, then we will fulfill all of these other things, and we will walk in the blessing. Sometimes we are holding up our promises and the manifestation of what God wants because we're not walking in love and we're not applying his word. And then, God, if we could just spend 1 minute in his presence, sometimes that will make more difference than all of the prayers. And I'm not saying we don't pray because we have to pray, but we need to understand the importance of being in the presence of God. Jesus was in the presence of God. He went away and he intentionally sat before his Father, and he was in his presence, and he prayed, but he sought the will of his Father. He prayed. He spent time with God. And that is what allowed him. We know he was without sin. Though he was tempted, he was without sin because he stayed in the prayer. He kept the commandments of his Father. He did the will of his Father, even when it hurt, even though it took him to a cross. And that's where God wants us to be today. He wants us to have a nevertheless. God, no matter what it takes, no matter what it costs, you have my nevertheless. God, I have to do it your way, as the woman of God said, because I want to leave here empty. I don't want any area of my life to be unfulfilled as far as what God has called me to do on this earth. I want to hear him say, well done. I don't want to just be in mediocrity. I want to fulfill everything, every assignment God has for us. I want to be what God called me to be and to do what he called us to do. And I'm saying this for everybody on the line. So I thank God for you, woman of God, for your life. I just thank God for your teachings, Minister Tabika. I just thank God for you all and for everyone on the line. Apostle, and I know this is not in line with the commandments, but if you would allow me, I feel God just leading me to pray for you before I turn it back over, if that's okay.
Amen. Yes, it is, woman of God. Go ahead.
Amen. Father God, we lift your daughter, your servant, before your throne right now in the name of Jesus. God, we lift your apostle before you today, God. We thank you for meeting all of her needs in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for being a wall of fire around her to protect her from the thief and the robber, and the enemy shall not come in, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that she continues to trust you and seek you, oh God, that you will give her the desires of her heart in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for expanding her church, for expanding her ministry, for enlarging her territory this morning in the name of Jesus. God, we speak healing into her body this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you for regulating sugar levels this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you for regulating blood pressure this morning in the name of Jesus. We speak to every organ of her body, and we command divine alignment in the name of Jesus. For this is your servant, this is your daughter, oh God, and we stand on your word that by your stripes she is healed in the name of Jesus. We command healing. We speak healing over her body this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for what you have done. We thank you for how you have kept her. We thank you how you have been faithful to her in the midst of everything, oh God, that she has faced, every challenge, every obstacle, that you have been with her. You will continue to be with her. You will continue to cover her. You will continue to be her strength. You will continue to empower her and encourage her and uplift her, oh God, in those times where she feels weary. In the name of Jesus, renew her strength like the eagle, oh God. Let her walk, oh God, and not faint in this season in the name of Jesus. Let her run and not be weary as she waits on you, as she trusts you, as she labors for your people, oh God. Pour back unto her all that she has poured out, oh God. Give her a double portion. We thank you that this is her season of restoration, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for taking her to a season of rest, oh God. When David had fought the battle, God, at the end you gave him rest round about. So we declare and decree today that rest shall be her portion round about in the name of Jesus. We thank you for meeting all of her financial needs in the name of Jesus. We thank you for sending sources and help us to her church, oh God, that the abundance of finances shall overflow and outpour over this house in the name of Jesus, that no need shall go in want. No need shall be in lacking, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the mandate over her life, for the things you called her to do, for the resources she needs to execute the promise, oh God, that you have given her. We thank you for being done in the name of Jesus, and for everyone on the line, we thank you for supplying their needs. We thank you for healing for your people on this line, God, emotional healings, physical needing, someone even needs spiritual healing to get back in relationship, right relationship with you this morning in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, that we shall keep your commandments because we are being drawn by your spirit. We have a renewed mind in you, oh God. We thank you for being in your presence this morning. God, we ask that you continue to cover your woman servant, oh God. Continue to keep her, oh God. Continue to speak to her and through her, oh God. As she raises up kingdom ministers, oh God, to go out to do your work under her mandate, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for obedience and divine compliance in every area of her church, oh God. We thank you that anything that is out of alignment, you bring it into divine alignment in the name of Jesus, that you expose any spiritual undercover, oh God, that you reveal to her anyone, oh God, on assignment from the enemy around her in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for blessing her family. We thank you for covering her family. We thank you for covering her children. God, you said that you shall deliver the seed of the righteous. So we thank you that her seed is delivered because she is your daughter this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the weapon may have formed, but it shall not prosper in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that she trusts you for her children, for her grandchildren, God, that you shall intervene and you shall deliver them because of the blood. Because you have a covenant with your daughter, oh God, that you shall remember that covenant to the generations after her in the name of Jesus, that you shall seal them with salvation, healing, and deliverance this morning in the name of Jesus, that she not get weary, oh God, in well-doing because she shall reap in due season. She shall see the benefits of serving you. Her children and grandchildren and those down the line shall receive and reap the benefits of this woman of God and what she has done for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we bless you, and we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. We thank you and pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Apostle, it's back in your hands. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Lord God. Thank you so very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are listening to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. I truly thank God for the prophet. I thank God for her expounding on what we're saying, amen, and then praying for me, hallelujah. I give God all the glory and the honor for that, and that, again, is what I love about us here on Heart to Heart, praise be unto God, that we share what is on our heart one to another, our hearts before God, and through the Spirit of God speaking to us, he shares what's on his heart with us. So I praise God for that. Also, while I'm thinking about it, Tabitha and I will be going to New Orleans at the end of the month to our apostles' birthday celebration and to also a summit that is being held right after that. And I am one of the speakers, and he wants me to share about Blog Talk. He's been on our radio show. He has had his people from New Orleans listening to the show. He loves the show, and he covers people in many different countries. He's ministered in about 35 different countries, and some ministers from these different countries are going to be here when we are ministering in New Orleans. And he asked me to share about Heart to Heart so that others, you know, that don't know how to do Blog Talk or don't know about Blog Talk, that they will be able to do so. And one of the things I would like for some of you to do, please, is to write a letter of recommendation telling why do you listen to Heart to Heart. What makes you get up every Saturday morning and come back to this show? And write a letter. Doesn't have to be long, but it's, again, like I said, it's a review. It's a review of Heart to Heart and telling why you listen to the show. And when you get it done, please email it to heart@newvisionforlife.com. heart to heart at newvisionforlife.com. Please send your letters. We will put them in a booklet. And you, if you don't want to, you do not have to give your whole name. But what I do ask you to do when you sign the letter at the bottom, you know, sign it Joyce, and you can just use your first name. Also, you can also add on to that what state that you are from, what state you are from, because I would like for the listeners that are in, or those that are, what is the word, attending the summit, for them to know the different states that we have people listening to, so they'll see that it's going, you know, to the different places. I also, for our male listeners, I definitely would like for you male listeners to please write that letter of recommendation, because we want more men to come to the station. Right now, you know, the majority of our listeners are women. Praise be to God, just like it is in the church. We got more women in the church than we do men. Praise be unto God. But I have a desire to increase the male listeners to this show. And I know that, you know, we have a lot of male listeners to Deacon Thomas Farr's show, and he's writing the letter as well of recommendation. But the things that we are talking about, you know, this is something for everybody. So if you could please do that, the letter of recommendation or your review of Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter, and write it to Heart to Heart, send it to, email it to Heart at newvisionforlife.com, and I would truly, I do appreciate it very, very much. And Prophetess Kim, I know we have you muted out right now, but I know that you're still there. Beloved, thank you so very much for allowing the Lord to use you this morning to the degree that he did. And thank you for being who God has called you to be. I love you, woman of God. I love you. Praise be unto God. All righty, all righty. We only have 4 minutes left. Let's see, we stopped at keeping your word. So we'll pick up next week about going the second mile. We'll pick up from that point on. Minister Tabika, is there anything that you have to say, honey, in these last couple of moments?
I just wanted to thank Prophetess Kim as well for allowing the Lord to use her in that prayer, because that is what you need. And she talked about rest, and that's funny because I was going to have that conversation with you because it's time for you to take your, I think it's time for you to take your sabbatical again when you went away, when we sent you away. So yeah, so we'll have to talk about that. But yeah, so I just love how God steps in and gives that word or a confirmation, you know, to people, and I love it when those that he gives it to are obedient and not afraid to, you know, to release it. And then real quick, when you told them to send their letters to Heart to Heart, is it Heart to Heart with the number 2?
Yes.
In the email?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, dear. Thank you. Yes. It's Heart, the number 2, Heart at newvisionforlife.com. She's absolutely correct. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. And I think what I will do at this moment, I will play just a minute or so of the song that I mentioned earlier today, Call to Be. I'll play just a minute of it, you know, before we close out, just to give you a little taste so that you will be encouraged to go to it and listen to the song. So, again, this is Call to Be by Jonathan Nelson.
Thank you. In the journey of life, there are winding roads, mountains high and valleys low. Though the road ahead may be unknown, I'm still focused on the prospects worth pressing forward. I will be what you called me to be. I say yes, Lord, I am my desire. Passion and needs to be what you called me to be. That's what I.
And I pray that it is your desire as well to do what God has called you to do. There's nothing more important than that, than for us to be what God has called us to be. And in order to do that, we must be in his presence. We must be in his presence and worship him and honor him in all that we do. He's given us the example. He's a living example before us. And we can be what God has called us to be. Beloved, I love you all. I praise God for you all. May you go forth on this day and be all that God has called you to be. This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Heart to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.